¿Dónde va?
We are happy to see you again.
Happy to see you.
With us, Shripad Keshava, Keshavananda Prabhu. And here, some questions. Mm-hmm. And we will continue with the questions from Achyutananda Prabhu from Kyiv, Ukraine. Because two questions left since our last broadcast. So the question is, what is Gurudev's family? How to cultivate such attitude?
Well, dear Achyutananda, my dear friend from Kyiv. So a couple of days ago, we were remembering Shripad Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj so happily and affectionately, and Goswami Maharaj talked so nicely, remembering Shripad Siddhanti Maharaj. And during that talk, he mentioned the book that Siddhanti Maharaj produced, kind of quietly on the computer here and there, with some assistance from the other devotees, and produced this precious gem called Religion of the Heart. So that gives us a beginning. And then Gurudev's Samadhi in Navadvip Dham and his Pushpa Samadhi in Govardhan Dham have the supremely beautiful names as the Temple of Love and Affection. So, if we're talking about Gurudev's family, we're talking about the family of Srila Govinda Maharaj, and by extension Srila Guru Maharaj, and Srila Saraswati Thakur, his day, his appearance day coming tomorrow, a very big day in our devotional calendar. So our attention is moving to that plane of love and sweetness and affection. Guru Maharaj would say, we need to find children of the same soil. So that's an idea we can think about. Gurudev was and is the supremely affectionate guardian of us all. He had the genuine concern and care for every individual devotee, no matter their high position, low position, this position, that position. And he had a direct heart connection with everyone. So this is the affectionate embrace, or the affectionate situation we found ourselves. We find ourselves, and we are. We're a mere Sindhu Prabhu has come. So, this gives us some understanding of what family means, you know, Gurudev's family. So we're so many individuals here, so many egos, we're fallen conditioned souls, we have received some inconceivable fortune, to come into contact, come in connection with Srila Gurudev's family. So we are experiencing the sweetness of that, and it's also something that's expected of us also to reflect that as possible by us, to look after everyone, to be concerned about everyone, to help each other out, to develop affectionate relationships wherever possible with our God brothers and sisters, uncles and aunties, like that. We talked the other day about this Sankirtan movement. It's Sankirtan, it's together Kirtan, it's a together journey. We have our personal sadhana, but mostly this is done together. So these things are very important. Gurudev would be in a mat with thousands of people, and he would know who was sick. Have they seen the doctor? You've just arrived. Have you taken prasadam? Do you have somewhere to stay? Genuine, not just saying something. Genuine concern that you are situated comfortably enough that you could go on and pursue the purpose of your visit, was to serve the Dharma, serve the devotees, and grow in your spiritual life. So we all need that affectionate family feeling. That's the destination, after all, is exactly that, affectionate family dealings. So not that we can have affectionate family dealings in the ultimate plane of consciousness, but on the way we can neglect that. We can be aloof from that. The devotees are soft-hearted, and they want to help out where they can and be encouragement. We can all encourage each other. Everybody's unique individual, and we have to discover our own unique service possibility through this process of sadhana bhakti and cultivating surrender, praying for surrender, cultivating Sri Sharanagati, cultivating that. And we feel that, right? Like we can have our program or kirtan, and maybe some devotee isn't there. So we're thinking, oh, where's Nityananda Prabhu? He's not here, for instance. And there's like a little lack because of that, because everybody has their own special, unique, sweet qualities. So we're in the process of finding them, each of us. They're coming out through the mercy of Sri Guru. So family dealings are family dealings. There's fighting, there's, so many things go on, but we're family, and ultimately we're here to help and support each other. Shubhag Bhakti Ashray Dandi Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai Guru Dei.
So, it's a simple thing, really. Simple thing. Not to let ego get in the way. They're a big enemy, a separate interest, and our separate nature. Gurudev says, Guru Maharaj is saying, everything is friendly. What to speak of our own family members? We can learn so much from them. They can help us so much. And their affectionate embrace, and it's the line from Dhanamura Nityananda, is Vaishnavera Nama Ulas. The names of the devotees are my happiness. When we remember the names of the devotees, and it's true, we become happy. A smile comes to our face when we remember our dear devotees. Just mentally comes to us. It's our happiness. It's Narottam Das Thakur's words. The names of the devotees are my happiness. So in that environment, supportive, we can go on in this great endeavor on which we are embarked. There couldn't be a greater endeavor, a more noble, inspiring, beautiful, sweet, awe-inspiring, revolutionary endeavor to cultivate this Sharanagati, this divine substance. To reintegrate ourselves into this sweet organic whole that is full of lila and ecstasy. So, family feelings, family dealings, but we have to be in the family for that. We have to have association, and it's difficult. It's always difficult. Maya throws us here, throws us there. You know, 1 minute we're in the temple and surrounded by devotees, and another minute we're not, just by the movement of circumstance of our lives. So we're always praying for that. However it may be, let me keep some heart connection. Despite what come what may, I may fight with this devotee, I may not have such a close relationship with that devotee, maybe this particular place is not the best for me. But still, we have a worldwide family. We have so many wonderful family members. So we must not forget that in our kind of tunnel vision. This thing is bigger than the both of us kind of thing, you know. This is a big thing that we're in. And to seek out especially those devotees and senior devotees who we do have, who we can more easily approach or have some relationship with. You know, like family, you have to work at all these things. You have to work at them. A good family, you know, you have to put some attention to that. Look after the kids, sit down with them. Find out what's going on with them. So, I don't know how long I can go with this, but, you know, simple things like we can imagine, we can think of. These simple, caring and encouraging things. It's not rocket science, that part of it isn't. There's rocket science aspects perhaps, but actually this heart transaction, this heart family, it's a sweet thing. It's not so complicated. You know, one time I went to another temple. This was before I came to Gurudev in Delhi. It was being built, this temple. I'd come from Vrindavan and I was staying in a sort of half-built shed, basically, brahmachari shed. And there was a brahmachari there, he had dysentery or something. And he'd been forgotten, basically. Nobody was bringing him water, nobody was bringing him prasadam. Nobody was just lying there trying to get to the bathroom in time. And, you know, I looked after him a little bit, but more importantly, because I was just passing through, I found others there. You know, this Prabhu's really sick lying at the end of the last bed in the row, the last piece of floor at the end. He needs someone to look after him. I mean, if you have to say those things, something's wrong. You know, you shouldn't have to say, hey, one of you sick, look after them. That's a kind of extreme example, but. And cultivate those relationships. And we can share what they say, a problem shared is a problem halved. All those things. Everybody's going through their own difficulties. And then we talk about them with someone and they're less. They're less important. Unless you're feeling it too. We have some laughing together. And it becomes less of a burden, less of a weight. Our minds are more peaceful. The devotees are everything. They help us in every way. So we have to stick close to children of the same soil. Children of the same, it's a beautiful expression, children of the same soil. You know, it doesn't mean that every single devotee you're going to be bosom buddies with. It doesn't work like that. It's so much variety. But those ones are there, And they may not even live in the same place as you. They may be scattered around this world. The sun never sets on the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And especially in this stage with Messenger and all the rest of it, you can talk with a devotee anywhere, easily. And it's amazing how we can really encourage each other. It's not a question of, you know, position or how many years served or like that. You know, the person who came yesterday can give something substantial, encouraging and sweet and needed to be heard, as well as the person of a long time. It's very mystical and magical, this affection stuff, when it's connected with the center, it's connected with reality, you know, real affection, not affection that's looking to take, but the affection that's looking to give. Then it comes back and we feel nourished and we feel happy and we feel sustained, so we can go on, you know, through all the ups and downs of our devotional and material lives. So it's very, very important, you know, alone, everything is more difficult. How you can do this alone? Yes, I'll go away and I'll get up really early, oh yeah, and I'll chant, you know, and I'll do all this, and yeah, maybe you'll do that. The world is very, very loud and all. We're reading in the morning, this is Devi Dham. She is too much beautiful and powerful, and you know, but together, when we're taking shelter of the sweet absolute, we're singing together and serving together, taking prasadam together, then we get sustenance. Not that that will be a bed of roses either. Family life isn't a bed of roses. But our family members are there to help us through those times as well. We have to have perspective. Perspective, yes, perspective. Not get carried away so easily. And that was really, you know, one of the unlimited attractive qualities of Srila Gurudev, looking after everybody. I mean, devotees only got anywhere near Srila Guru Maharaj because of Srila Govinda Maharaj, looking after everybody, looking after Srila Guru Maharaj, who's already old and not in the best health. Don't worry, Marge, I will look after everything. All you need to do is speak with them. And then looking after those devotees as well, finding someone in a very limited facility, finding them somewhere, finding prasad, looking after them. And then we were remembering Sripad Siddhanti Maharaj also had that quality, looking after everybody. You know, he was a very elevated soul. Yeah. We can't even imagine, actually. Just trot these phrases out, but we can't actually imagine. But looking after everybody, just down to earth and very humble, and so we want those qualities. We want to absorb some of those qualities, and in a natural way, we're looking out for each other. We're in this together, and that's wonderful. Vaishnavera Nama Ulas. You know, how can you think of the name of Madhusudan Maharaj and not go smile or think of something? It's not possible. Onyasi Maharaj or Sri Lekha or so many devotees, Munindra, Krishnakanta. You think of them, you immediately have a sweet feeling and some remembrance, and we're learning and cultivating that same feeling for our, you know, great gurus, and we're singing every day, we're coming into close association with Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gurudev. We're hearing their words, we're singing their words, and we're praying to have some feeling for that, to actually mean what I'm singing, to actually have some semblance of sincerity for that. And developing relationship with those personalities as well. So a great and wonderful family that, you know, we shouldn't forget, and we should seek out where we can.
Thank you, Keshavananda Prabhu. So from here, another question comes. I mean, just a moment. What is more important from Achyutananda Prabhu? What is more important, simple-hearted relationships between devotees or service?
Well, the two things kind of go together, really. Our relationship with the devotees is based on service. You know, that's Vaishnav. It's the Vaishnav way. You know, how can I serve you? And that's not just like, you know, fetching and carrying and doing these things, but on a deeper level, it's connecting them in a real way, hearing them and giving of ourselves to them, being available for them, and offering friendship and where appropriate, and guidance where appropriate, and so many things according to all the different devotees there are. So everything is, this foundation of everything is service, actually. And then if that service mood is infused with that real desire to offer something, then it's real service. Then it is service, rather than going through some motion that may look like service, but in fact isn't service. It may be some karma, it may be something. Sudarshan always likes to use the analogy of two guys painting a fence, and one's doing devotional service and one's painting a fence. You know, it's all a razor's edge, as we were talking earlier. Spiritual life, it's very easy, just to, and it looks like it. It's got the tilak on, got the dhoti. It looks like it, but is it it? And of course we're concerned of our own practice here. We're not so much looking at other people, but for ourselves. You know, it's so if we're genuinely concerned with the physical and spiritual well-being of our brothers and sisters according to our capacity, then that's very wonderful service, actually, and that's something substantial. And again, we don't know who everybody is. You know, back to Vladimir may show up tomorrow. You know, one day, Gaurendu Das, well, he wasn't in Brahmacharya, then one day Gurudev walked through the door of the mat. One day Goswami Maharaj came through the door of the mat. One day Avadhut Maharaj came through the door of the mat. Everybody comes through the door for the first time, at least in this lifetime. So we don't know even who anybody is. That's good to remember as well. You know, we don't make distinctions like that. We're concerned with the welfare of everybody. according to our capacity, what we can offer, what they can receive. So service is the foundation, service is the mercy, service protects us, service gives energy, service is life. And we want real service, we want it to be real, we want to throw ourselves. As Gudamarsh talking about, Sharanagati and Atmanivedam, which is full self-surrender to that divine wave and where it carries me. And he said, but Atmanikshepa is even a more dramatic. It's throwing yourself, helplessly casting yourself towards the infinite. You know, that faith to move like that. Not, well, I'll do it. I have a list of requirements here, how I should be within this dance. I'm going to need this, 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 and this, and I don't really like that. Tear it up, throw it away. That. So if we're, that is our ideal, and that is, that is our feeling of our position, and how can we not offer anything we have that can nourish anyone ultimately, but especially our family members as our service, you know, on top of whatever other projects we have going on. That's very important. Then devotees will be happy devotees and will stay devotees. Not just recruiting new people and the old people leaving because they couldn't, you know. Affectionate dealings, you know, absolute harmony, all these, you know, beautiful concepts of Sri Chaitanya Saraswati, they have to filter down at least as we're capable of into our lives to be looking for that, to be aspiring for that. You know, but service is a rarely attained, worshipable, rare thing, actually. So if we have any chance for that, we have to take it very seriously and give everything of ourselves for that. Because who knows when we'll get this opportunity? Gurudev would say, they don't know. Meaning us. Actually, they have no idea what they've come into contact with. How pristine and sublime and beautiful this really is. So saving is the foundation of everything, and it goes hand in hand. If someone is cultivating a service attitude, then naturally they'll want to look out for their brothers and sisters. That's what brothers and sisters do when they're not fighting. They look after each other. So, you know. So, but you have to be in it to win it, as they say. You have to be, you know, involved and have some association. The old rolling out the basic stuff, you know. You have to hear Shravanam every day as much as you can. Hear something that touches you and inspires you and think, wow, this is why I'm sitting here now, why I'm not somewhere else in this world. Did you read this? You know, this treasure house that we have in all different forms now, not just a written word, the wealth of our Guru Varga. If we hear something like that every day, then we're automatically a little fired up or excited. Should be excited, actually. And that's the easiest way. All those things are going to happen if we're with our brothers, if we're with our sisters, who are also excited and fired up and cultivating that. Remembering is what it is we're doing, why we're doing this. So many other things we could be doing, so many situations we could be doing. So we need them very desperately. We need the Sadhu Sangha, you know. It is possible if you live in the middle of Siberia and don't have any other contact, then it's certainly possible to keep a connection through live stream and all these different things. But if wherever possible, we have to seek out some personal association and taking prasadam together and all those things, very nourishing.
Thank you again. By the way, I have a question. Have you ever experienced being somewhere in a secluded place far away from the Vaishnava Association by some circumstances?
Well, I've been very, very fortunate, no doubt, in that I've lived pretty much with devotees and not necessarily in a temple, but in a community pretty much since I was initiated and accepted graciously into this beautiful family of Srila Gurudev. But, I mean, even if you're not physically far away, you know, you've got your job, you've got your mortgage, you've got your bills, you've got so much going on, that in itself can be quite overwhelming, you know. And then after a busy day and tired, then it's Bhagavad Gita class on a Wednesday night. Friday night, we have like an open, lots of bhajans night. Saturday, you know, so many programs during the week. Then there's festival days. Every day is a festival in Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math. So this week it might be a festival on Monday, big festival, maybe a festival on Tuesday as well. Then there's Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes we have to call the Bhagavad Gita class off if we have four festivals in a week. It just becomes, we can't do it, you know. We can't do it in those circumstances. Everybody's at the absolute end of their energy. So I haven't been like physically far away, but certainly you can be far away, you just float off very easily. You know, you manage to go on a Sunday or something, you know, the Sunday program. So I'm covered, you know, I'm going to the Sunday program, I'm all right, you know. And again, but it has to be moment to moment. You know, what was that film called? What's the blue pill and the red film? Matrix. So that's quite a good analogy from what's going on. You can keep taking the one pill and just deal with Maya and try and exploit her for everything you can get. Live in the dream world. Or you can take the red pill and wake up from that and deal with reality. But where that analogy fails is that he only has to take it once in the movie. But we have to take that all the time, every day, every hour, every minute, really. So I've been far away like that, swallowed up by the world, swallowed up by work, responsibilities, all those things we have to do. So in that sense, I definitely drifted off. And who helps us come back? The devotees. You know, we hear something, our brothers and sisters give us the life and the inspiration. So we rededicate, we think, what am I doing? I'm just diving into this hole and it's unreal. It has no substantial thing at all. This is And to carry that through our work and all our other things, to hold tightly to what it is we're doing, so we ultimately we can go anywhere and do anything and still be under that umbrella, Gurudev's umbrella, Krishna conscious, thinking, seeing in that light, seeing from that angle, seeing everything in connection with the center. So I have some experience, and that can happen. You know, it happens all the time to devotees. What to speak of if you actually physically live. So we're praying for association, however it may come to a substantial association. That's the thing as well. Association doesn't just mean physically being next to each other. It means that nourishing, encouraging relationship, nourishing that, then it's association. We're hearing the words of our Guru Varga, we're talking about them, we're thinking about them in our own lives, we're going backwards and forwards in a, pleasant mood, excited mood, So that's association, really. And then we can do all so many things, And that's why I've really enjoyed going on for an hour bike, hair-raising bike trips with under Pavan Krishna Prabhu's guidance around the back roads of Chiang Mai. Well, roads, I wouldn't say roads exactly. Back tracks of mountain scootering. And that's nice, we're remembering Gurudev and we're cultivating those friendships, and I've got to know devotees more from coming, from being together and doing things. You get some closer understanding of that person, you develop a friendship, and that's good. We can appreciate each other so much, everybody. It's all coming out. It's all just coming out. You see all the pujaris doing the puja, the cooks, the computer people. Everybody's absolutely unique and wonderful, actually. Really amazing. It blows me away, really, to see what kind of, God-given talent that, Avadhut Maharaj and Goswami Maharaj are nurturing here, and it's coming out. So it's wonderful finding out all about. And there's so many devotees around here. There's devotees. I still don't know who they are. Their names are. They're coming and going. Some I'm developing relationships with us, and others I hardly know. Don't even know their name, which is my failing, really. But I don't think. Have you got more questions? Okay. I think I'm done with.
A question from Gupta Govardhan, Chiang Mai.
Yes.
What was the happiest day in your life? And maybe I will add from my side, what was the worst day in your life? But Hare since Krishna. You took initiation, any mischievous behavior?
Any mischievous behavior?
That you feel guilty of?
Oh, yeah, of course, every day. Man. Hare Krishna. Well, happiest day and most miserable day. It's hard to say. It's like, what's your favorite prasadam? It's hard to say, really, the happiest day. There's many happy days, no doubt. I remember just in the morning darshan with Srila Gurudev, maybe he was speaking, maybe he wasn't speaking. and he'd be sitting in a chair like this, and I'd be looking at his lotus feet. Sometimes he had no socks on, sometimes he had very nice woolen socks on. And I just remember looking at his lotus feet, thinking, if I die now, I'm perfectly, I've been utterly content just to be in his presence. Peaceful, protected, sheltered, safe, sweet experience. So those times were always very wonderful. But I kind of feel like that every time, like you can feel like that listening to Goswami Maharaj. You know, he's trying to give something really wonderful. And sometimes you get a little bit of it, and it's amazing. And you can't quite, you know, it's joyous to have some connection with that vision of how things are moving and the tune that this dance is dancing to, kind of thing. So I'm always happy to see the devotees. So many happy memories there. Fortunately, there. And then, like this morning, we were reading Gurudev's kind of preface to Sharanagati, and he's telling very sweetly how he came. And Guru Maharaj said, I have a copy of Sharanagati. If you can learn it by heart, I'll give it to you. He said, yes. Guru Maharaj ticked off 32 songs for him to learn. And Gurudev saying very sweetly, you know, I was accustomed from my early boyhood to singing kirtan. And very sweet songs, no doubt, but they're songs that were sung by sahajas. So Guru Maharaj said not to forget those songs, and to, he's giving him the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, specifically Sharanagati, small book, and 32 songs specifically to learn. And Gurudev said, and I've still got that book in my room. I don't know how I did it, but I learned those 32 songs in 1 week. And to this day, I don't like looking at the book when I'm singing. I don't like that. I like to just sing. And sometimes maybe I get it a little wrong, but... And Guru Maharaj the same like that. He liked to sing in that same way. And then Guru Maharaj later on, maybe 30 years later, saying to Gurudev, those songs your father sung, can you remember one? And Gurudev saying, Maharaj, though I cannot remember the style of singing of those songs. And Gurudev saying specifically the songs that Guru Maharaj gave to him, as it were, Ki Jani Ki Boli, and Emonu Durmati. What fortune is it that brought me here? How did this happen? You know, all those things that brought me into this world, what is my, who can say what fortune to be at the lotus feet of the Bhakti Rakakshidari Goswami Maharaj. And so he talks of all these things. And then he says this most important song that we should sing every day. Because in the morning when we get up, Indian style, everything's dusty. So in the morning we sweep out the room, clean out the room. So he said our mind is so much accretions and dirt. So every day we must sweep out the mind by singing this Amara Jivana, my life, Amara Jivana. He mentions this several times in this short 3 or 4 page piece introducing Sharanagati. So then we sang that this morning, Amara Jivana. And there is my, you know, most unhappy time, all there. It's Amara Jivana, you know. Rupa Goswami has this sloka, it's ran away from me. Of that, my criminal, sinful life has no parallel. You know, there's nothing I have done or contemplated or done a million times. I feel so filthy, so contaminated, so dirty, then I'm ashamed even just to come in front of you, putting myself in front of the deity or the Vaishnava. Matalyona stipa patma na parati chakasyana parihare pilajame kimruve purushottama. This sloka from it's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but it's certainly in Prapana Jivanamrita. This song, Amara Jivana, addicted to all noble things, mind that's here and that, habituated to laziness and sleep. So many things are there. Amara Jivana. Gurudev said, this is a very important thing to understand. What is the position of the soul? What is the position of the soul? But by singing this song, the song of Narottam Das Thakur, that will give some realization to us just what our position is, and we'll give some encouragement or some determination or some energy, some sincerity, give some sincerity to call out, to see that and to call out to the Vaishnavas. You know, that's what that Sharanagati is. It's throwing yourself in that direction, actually. That's what we're cultivating, that surrender. And then all these other things will go away. They will go away when we're ready to throw ourselves to the whim of the absolute autocrat. So that's my, you know, whenever I look at myself, that's my most miserable time. But I take encouragement also from Gurudev, approving of that. Saying, yes, that is our religion. You know, finding fault with myself, not in a kind of low self-esteem kind of way, but just an honest look and seeing how we are completely dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Shri Guru Vaishnava, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. Okay, Nityananda. Like that. To really feel that, for real, not just lip service. We don't want to fall into that. We do not want to fall into religion. Oh yeah, I'm Hare Krishna, Gaudiya Vaishnava. We do this, then we do that. And then we bow down, then we go round. If you've got... And you know, we don't eat bread on Thursday, you know. I fall into religion. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, smashing this point home. Don't fall into that. Remember why you're here. This is a living thing. It's a living thing. And it means moment to moment, living. Living isn't just on a 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon program. What kind of living is that? It's not living, you know? Living isn't a dusty shelf somewhere with a picture of Gurudev on it and some books that you never look at. It's not living. That's something. You know, so we're praying not to fall into that. We're praying to live in reality, or to be approaching reality, and to let these words of the spiritual master be one with our heart. And we can be any situation. That's externally, it's not a consideration. You can be in the griha with a bunch of children. You can be in the ashram as a single person. You can be in so many situations there. That's not the problem, and it's not the answer. Both things. It's an internal thing. So we're praying for that. Praying for some sincerity. Praying, singing these songs, singing Amara Jivana, singing Amana Durmati. A wicked, twisted mind brought me into this world. Yes, I can exploit it. Let's have a go. And the Vaishnav Thakur has come to pull me out. So merciful. They don't have any obligation to me. They can happily, but because of their own hearts, you know, they're absolutely content in their own devotional service. But they see the suffering of us, and they extend that helping hand. Everything we have is the grace of Guru and Vaishnava. Look at us, sitting in Thailand. Not sitting in, you know, some grotty little town in England or Vladivostok. Not that those places, every place with the connection of the Vaishnava, turns into Vrindavan. So for that vision, we're praying that it becomes internal. And it's no longer dependent on our external circumstances, of where I find myself, in what external circumstances. But it's become an internalized and real journey to surrender and journey to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. So
the last question. Do you have any advice how to overcome difficulties in our journey to surrender?
Well, everything's coming back to the same points again and again, really. Really. You know, obstacles and problems must be there. In this material world, problem must be there, whatever we do. You know, whether it's a material thing or we're attempting to do some devotional thing, then so many opposition will come and problems will be there, external problems, internal problems, the mind, senses, all these modes of nature doing their thing, going along. And we have to move through that. Sometimes they're little ones and sometimes they're great big ones. Come to us. But we have to make ourselves, you know, recipients, or we have to be open. We have to catch some of the mercy that's coming to us, some of the blessings that come into us. Like Gurudev would say, you know, they are coming, all the devotees are coming asking for blessings for this and asking for blessings of that. But I am thinking, how big are their pockets for these blessings? How much, you know? So we have unlimited sustenance to get us through this trip, really. It's there in the instructions of our Guru Varga, in the songs of the Guru Varga, in the prasadam they have given us, in the association that's available to us. But we have to take the medicine. We have to take it. It's, if the book's not read, it's just on the shelf. What use is it? It's just an ornament. Or at least we're not hearing that, however it is. Shravana first presupposes everything. I can't remember the Sanskrit, but in the Vedanta Sutra is, we are liberated by divine sound. We are liberated by divine sound twice. Divine sound. That's what changes us. That's what gives us life. That's what makes us move. Divine sound. So we have to take out the, Guns and Roses, whatever, and hear the divine sound. Because if we're not doing that, and that applies to all these other things as well. We have to take the medicine. It's all there. It's all there. And still things will be difficult sometimes, like it is in this life, guaranteed. And then we'll struggle through them and we'll get by with the help of our family and these other, the words of our Guru Varga, Prapana Jivanamritam. You dip into Prapana Jivanamritam, any shloka is going to, touch your heart and realize that all those feelings that we have, that we can express them. They're a valid thing. And this sentiment is a healthy sentiment, but it shouldn't let us keep us back from going forward. Just because we can sing Amara Jivana and say, oh my God, this is me. What it's singing here, every one of them, not just two or three, every single thing he's saying here, that's me. So we can see, but we're in the family of Nityananda. We're in the family of great, great personalities who have come especially for us. Amara Jivan is our resume qualification, actually, you can say, because of that. So we understand the hold that Devi Dham has over us. We're not blind to that, we understand that. And still we will go on with the faith that these things are not who I am, actually. They're a foreign thing, foreign contamination. It's not who I am. And that by my cultivation of this sweet Sharanagati, service to the Vaishnavas, hearing from them, in time these things will evaporate like mist in the morning sun. They will be gone. So in the meantime, we do what we can. We don't want to be beholden to these this acquired prejudice of one way or another, this conditioning. We're in this conditioned world. We are conditioned since time immemorial. So we pray for help and do what we can as we're going forward, praying for strength, praying to Nityananda to help us. But we're also confident that these things aren't going to stop me. I'm not going to be pulled back by that. I want to go forward. I'm going to cast myself in that direction. And read and hear what is our prospect. What is the fundamental nature of things? Every day we're chanting it. Pratipadam Purnam Ritasvadanam. Every morning we chant those words. That it's an ecstatic ocean of nectar that is tasting new joy and new nectar at every second in an ever increasing way. That's the nature of the prime substance all around us. That's what it's like. And we're being invited to step into that. All those heart craving, every atom of them, all the sweetness and beauty and love and affection that we're yearning for and looking for in all the wrong places will only be found in that direction. But you can't approach it with the acquisition heart. It'll just run through your fingers. It's not of that nature. Chinmoy is dedicating substance. Dedicating substance. So Guru Maharaj always quoting Hegel, it means dying to live. It means it has to go. All the things we think we are, what we think we need, how we think things should be for me to be happy, it just has to be tossed out. So that's this is our project. This is the project we're on. Moving in that to that, praying for that kind of heart every day. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. We'll be filled with that. We'll be filled with that. And not only that, but have some part to play in there, in that. In that leela. So when we hear these things, then it gives us some nourishment and determination and all those good things that we'll carry on. You know, that we'll carry on. And the happiness and distress are coming and we're going. We know that. We know that. Coming in waves. Gurudev would always say, like, coming in waves, like the waves on the ocean. Sometimes you're caught in a great tidal wave. Sometimes things are pulled back. And again, you're left. Sometimes you think, oh, yes, now. And then suddenly, I have nothing again. My conception again pulled out from under me. What I thought this living substance, divine substance, what is its nature and how does it play? Gurudev was the expert par excellence at pulling rugs from under your feet, you know, continually. After however many years, and all the, you know, the most senior devotees who've been, you know, had close association with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, for maybe however many years it is now, 40 years, since maybe the late 60s. They'll say the same thing, you know. It's always, well, we just heard, it's ever new, and it's ever fresh, and it's moving. It's dynamic. You can't put it in a box. You know, so just when you think, oh yes, now I think I'm getting this box together. It's a big box, but I think I'm getting it. Then suddenly, oh yeah, you thought that, and then again, synthesis, and a pushing to a greater harmony. Guru Maharaj talking of how opposition, difficulty comes to increase beauty, comes to serve beauty, comes to force you out of that box and to find a bigger, more accommodating, harmonious way of seeing, greater harmony. And then after some time, again that will happen. And progressive, dynamic, not to be kept in a box, not to be just ascribed as some religious ritual or practice, living thing. So that's what we want. We have to remember why we came. Remember what, whatever it was that motivated us enough to come. Please let me hang on to that. Let that still move in me. Don't let me become complacent. It can all be gone in a second. You know, we can be Maya's covering and throwing. First she covers you up so you're not quite sure what's what. And she throws you. And you wake up in a different position. Not to be complacent. So that's why we're singing these songs every day and trying to mean it, you know. Praying to have some seri enough to at least partly mean it. Keep me at your lovely lotus feet, you know. Keep me. Don't throw me away. I know, you know, how unfit I am. You could write so much. Gurudev saying, singing those songs is purifying. You know, sometimes people are saying, well, these songs are very kind of sad songs. But actually, they're very purifying songs. Saying things like they are. And that's also our fortune as beggars at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu. And all their merciful followers. Every day we're hearing something, the words of, at the moment we're hearing from Mahaprabhu, who's instructing Sanatana Goswami. And somehow or other, through the mercy of the devotees, I'm on the receiving end of that broadcast now. And we hear that just having that will have its effect on us. Divine sound will change us. So we're praying for that. We're going on, you know, bravely, trying to be bravely, taking the rough with the smooth, taking the ups with the downs, and trying to remain steady and consistent and clear on what it is we're doing, why we're doing it, what is the purpose of all this, and being ready to change, however necessary, to be pushed, to have it broken and discarded, so that we can actually start to live and approach that plane. I can't remember what that question was now, but anyway.
I was asking for advice.
Oh, advice. But yeah, all those same things, really. All those same things, yeah. You know.
All you were saying was one big advice.
Huh?
All you were saying was one big advice.
Acha. So. Yes, well, our theme has been over these two talks have been definitely the devotees and their mercy and family and, you know, that kind of nourishment. The temple of love and affection, Gurudev's temple. His place, the temple of love and affection. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want that? And we can share that as well and give that. Hare Krishna, Jai Gurudev.
Thank you for this advice. And more than that, Thank you for sharing with us your intimate realizations.
Jai Gurudev.
Keshavananda Prabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna ji. Dhanyavad to all the devotees.
Hari
Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Madana Mohan. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Chananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath.
Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath.
Shri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raghunath.
Shri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raghunath.
Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan. Vignana Sabhista Pura. Vista Pura. Echai Gosayam Uitanada.
Uitanada.
Tansavara Padarenu Mora Panchagra. Kandara Charana Sevi Bhakte Sanivad.
Kandara Sevi Bhakte Sanivad.
Janame Janame Moe Abhilad.
Janame Janame Moe Abhilad.
Echai Gosai Abhe Vraja Koilevad.
Echai Gosai Abhe Vraja Koilevad.
Shishi Radha Krishna Nityalila Kori Rapata. Ananda Golo Hari Bhaja Vindava.
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 Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Jai Yama, Shri Guru Vaishnava Par Padma Kuriya.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Padma Kuriya.
Hari Nam Sankitana Kohe Narasama Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. I go, honey, go.
Jai Shri Giriraj ki jai, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakakshita Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Vrinda ki jai, Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Bhakti Vimala Bharup Maharaj ki jai, Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj ki jai, Shri Gupta Govardhan ki jai, all the devotees of Chiang Mai ki jai, Srila Bhakti Ashraya Dandi Maharaj ki jai, Srimati Bhakti Lalita Devi ki jai, Srimam Paramananda Prabhu ki jai, and all the devotees of Thailand ki jai, and all the world devotees ki jai. Go Premanande, Haribol.